Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Rajeshwari Rapata and I'm back here again for the podcast. Welcome all of you to my podcast, that is the Anatomy and the Art of Healing. Today, our topic is the muscles. So you know, there are many types of muscles and the name muscle itself, it is derived from the word, that is the Latin word mus. Mus is mouse. So, you know, the shape of the muscle is like a big belly and a tendon, and it has a variety of shapes too. But the mainly, the belly, it represents like the body of the mouse, and the tendon that represents the tail. Coming to the definition of the muscle. Muscle is a contractile tissue which brings movements. And these muscles can be regarded as the motors of the body. So it keeps the body in the motion. It makes you do all the actions with your limbs, with your body. And that's how you move around. Types of muscles. When coming to the types of muscles, there are three main types of muscles. Those are the skeletal muscles, smooth, and the cardiac muscles. And we will learn about the characters of each type of the muscle. Coming to the skeletal muscles, now there are synonyms for these kinds of muscles. What kind of synonyms? These are the striped muscles, striated muscles, somatic muscles, and voluntary muscles. So four synonyms. When coming to the parts of the muscle, as early said, it has two parts, the belly and the tendon. One coming to the attachments, it has two ends. So one end is called as the origin, and this is that end of the muscle which remains fixed during the contraction of the muscle. So origin is fixed, and the insertion is the other end. So the other end of the muscle, it is inserted, and this is that part which moves during the contraction. So one end keeps the muscle fixed at its part, and the other end, that is the insertion, it moves during the contraction. So in the limb muscles, you'll find the origin is usually proximal to the insertion. That means it is just before the insertion. However, the terms origin and insertion are at times interchangeable. So you'll see that the climbing action of the latissimus dorsi, or at times it is sometimes difficult to define, as in the intercostal muscles, you'll find to define the origin and insertions a little bit difficult, as they are crisscross. And you won't exactly find which is the origin and the insertion. Now coming to the parts. It has two parts, as I earlier said. One is a fleshy part, that is the belly. It's fleshy and bulky. And this is the part which is mainly contractile. Now coming to the fibrous part. This fibrous part is non-contractile. And it is inelastic. So that part which looks like cord-like, or rope-like, which is also called as the tendon. And sometimes this tendon-like part is flattened. So when it becomes flattened, it is called as aponeurosis. So two main parts, fleshy part and the fibrous part. Now coming to the striated muscle. So when you find the striated muscle, it has the contractile tissue and the supporting tissue. The contractile tissue of the striated muscle. Each muscle is, as you know, is composed of numerous muscle fibers. Each muscle fiber, it looks, is multinucleated, cross-striated, and resembles like a cylindrical cell, and it's called as myocyte. The length is approximately 100 to 300 mm long, and it is made up of sarcolemma. Sarcolemma is the cell membrane which encloses the sarcoplasm, that is the cytoplasm of the cell. Now coming to the sarcoplasm, it is embedded, and within the sarcoplasm, there are several hundreds of nuclei which are arranged in the periphery beneath the sarcolemma, and the number are evenly distributed, and these are in the form of the longitudinal threads, and these evenly distributed longitudinal threads are called as myofibrils because these look like very thin fibers. Myo is muscle and fibrils are long threads. So each myofibril, they show alternate dark and light bands. So the dark bands, they are known as A bands, which are anisotropic, and light bands are known as I bands. These are isotropic. The bands of adjacent fibrils, these are aligned transversely so that the muscle fibers looks like cross-striated. In the middle of the dark band, there is a light H-shaped band with M band. That is a dark band. And in its middle of the I band, there is somewhat a dark Z disc. It's also called as the cross membrane. So remember, the cross membrane or Z disc, which is present in the middle of the I band. The segment of the myofibril between two cross membranes or the Z discs is called as the sarcomere. So here is the contractile tissue. So this all comprises the contractile tissue consisting of all the myofibrils and the bands and the cross membrane, the sarcomere. Now coming to the supporting tissue. That this supporting tissue is one, according to its name, supports and helps in the organization of the muscle. The endomysium, it supports and surrounds each muscle fiber separately. There is the perimysium as well. Perimysium is the one which surrounds. So it surrounds the bundles. Bundles, that is the fasciculi, are the myonames of the muscle fibers of various sizes. So it surrounds these bundles. Then there is the epimysium, which surrounds the entire muscle. So each muscle fiber is surrounded by endomysium, and each fasciculi or myonames are surrounded by perimysium, and the entire muscle is surrounded by the epimysium. So each one has its own supporting tissue. Now the connective tissue of the muscle, it becomes continuous with the tendon. Coming to the slow and fast muscle fibers. So what are these? There are three types of slow and fast fibers. Type 1, those are the slow fibers. And here, they show a slow tonic contraction, which is characterized of postural muscles. So postural muscles have these kind of slow fibers, type 1 fibers, and these fibers are rich in the mitochondria and oxidative enzymes, but these are poor in phosphorylases. Now because of a well-developed aerobic metabolism, slow fibers are highly resistant to fatigue. Second type, those are the fast fibers. Now, these fast fibers accordingly show a fast phasic contraction, which is required for a large scale movements of the body segments. These fibers, they look paler, white in color, because of the small amounts of myoglobin. And the fibers, these are rich in glycogen and phosphorylases, but these are poor in the mitochondria and oxidative enzymes. Because of this glycolytic respiration, these fast fibers are quite easily fatigued. You can find the difference between type 1 slow fibers and type 2 fast fibers. So type 1 slow fibers are slow in the tonic contraction and these are highly resistant to fatigue. Whereas the type 2 fast fibers, these are quite easily fatigued. That is the main difference. Now coming to intermediate fibers, These represent a variant of type 2, that is fast fibers, and these are relatively resistant to fatigue, although less than the type 1 slow fibers. So mainly in man, most of the skeletal muscles, they show a mixture of fiber types. But any one type of these muscle fibers may predominate. So this was about the different kinds of muscle fibers. Next, we'll see the arrangement of the muscles according to the shape and size and their function.